I'll try not to end the stream when I leave. But all right, guys, we are live. 134 people watching. Wow. Hello, everyone. Well, I'm going to throw it over to Drexel. I have to, unfortunately, check out because I'm sitting in my truck again. But, Drex, it's all you.
All me, indeed. Welcome, everybody. This is, let me first say thank you for everybody who's joining us right now. I'm here with my cousin, Black Rain, who's going to be joining me at the beginning of the segment as we go through quite a bit today. Black, you already know what it is. You are in a land of too many black people committing too many acts of, fuckery. So let me explain first what has inspired this, right? So here we are. We're in the year 2022. And we've heard all these stories, right? When someone says black, there was the Harlem Renaissance. There was post-Reconstruction where blacks were the highest amount of marriages and the lowest amount of divorces, lowest rate of single motherhood. A whole lot of things have happened, right? And someone says, so Drex, what inspired today? Let me explain to you what happened. I was sitting there and I started thinking about all the things that people have sent me over the recent weeks, probably since I joined Twitter. I mean, you know, it's in the Discord also. I started seeing more and more videos, right? And more things started happening. They got more and more outlandish. Now, Black, you were in the state that recently had a viral moment. There were two German shepherds on the hood of a damn car on the freeway while traffic is going twerking, right? What did you think about that?
Oh, first of all, what's good, good people? Glad to be back on the show.
Absolutely.
Hey, fam. You know it's a jungle out here, man. You already know. I mean, that's just what it is. We got some sheer buffoonery going on a whole new level.
We didn't have this growing up.
Hey, none of this. None of this. Yeah, just specifically that video. Man, it's just like you're beyond just shaking your head. It's like I don't even have words anymore. Like this is what we doing out here, literally what we doing out here in the streets.
Yeah. Well, now let me ask you this. There was a time when obviously this stuff wasn't happening, and let me rephrase that. It was always happening. We just didn't have it on camera and broadcast it. You know how sometimes you think about something, you're like, that wasn't happening. Then you start thinking back, you're like, there were a lot of bitches doing dumb shit. They weren't twerking in the 80s and 90s, but they were still committing acts of violence, wanton buffoonery, treachery, particularly against children, right? Black boys. And let me explain how we got here, right? Yet again, we went through all that. The black manosphere kind of rose to prominence as more and more men decided, you know what, Black, I'm about to check out, right? They saw it and they said, I wonder, is there something better out there, right? So they had to dissect it first. So they sat there and they said, how did we get here? So they did their research and that, obviously we have Lyndon Baines Johnson. We have a whole lot of figures, right? A whole lot of figures throughout history who has gotten to this point. Obviously, the welfare state did its job. And as you sit there and you think to yourself, well, damn, what comes next, right? What comes next? Well, through the black manosphere, we got SYSBM, right? Save Yourselves, Black Men. And then through there, we started having guys who not only checked out in terms of dating, relationships, all that. They said, you know what, Black? I'm going to check out of like the country, right? And when they checked out of the country, we got to the newest thing, Passport Bros. Now, let me give a shout out to the Passport Bros and some of the guys out there in the black manosphere in SYSBM, MGTOW. You can't say certain words on this thing until I smash Susan. And I'm going to give a special shout out to some brothers out there who have been chronicling the total decline of the community. First and foremost, Mr. Hashtag GTN. For those of you who don't know what that acronym stands for, it goes out to my man, the one, the only, Lion of MGTOW, L-O-M. Make sure to look up his channel. I always post on Twitter. When you type in L-O-M, you might get like a music video thing or something. No. When you see a lion head, that's how you know it's this brother, because he's out there telling you about these weather-beaten trollops, these bitch-made simps, these sexually compromised minstrels, right? And he tells everybody to give them nothing, right? That's his whole shtick. Giving an update, right? And Black, the passport bros, right? You and I have talked about this. When you were in college, dudes were looking at some things that they said to themselves, you know, Black, I'm kind of tired of dealing with this. Do you remember when you and I were growing up and we heard dudes who said, and I repeat, nah, man, I stick with my own. Do you remember hearing that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want you, from your perspective, what do you think happened?
Man, I think it was just a slow and steady de-evolution. You know, that's what this is. It's just been a de-evolution, man. It's like you just get to a point. You're like, bro, like you said. So to give an example of, hey, just get out of the country. You know, I've got several friends. They've made that jump. Where are they? They're over in Latin countries, over in Latin America. And then I have some who have just completely jumped ship, and some of them live in some portions of Africa where it's like a totally different vibe, scenario. And like, dude, it's just a different class. Like, you go, like, they don't want to come back. Like, look, dude.
What do they talk about the treatment? So here's the thing. We talk about female hypergamy and all that. Humans have hypergamy, or at least the desire for the bigger, better deal, right? So when these dudes go over there, right, and you're talking to them, describe how they are being treated in Africa or in Asia or in South America. Describe what they're telling you.
Okay, so I'm gonna use the example of one of my boys. He said they were over there. They were over in I think they were in Colombia.
Oh, beautiful country.
Right. He says he sees a couple of chicks. He's like, hey, we're gonna go over and holler at them. Didn't know that these chicks were from New York. Did not know this. He's like, yeah, you know, they look good. We're gonna go over and holler at them. Just say what's up. They say something to him. Chick turns around and gives him a face and asks him what the hell he's looking at or what he wants. And he's like, bruh, that sealed it for me, because on that same night, get approached, babe, by a couple of Colombianas that say, hey, you know, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. They want to, and it's like a cool conversation. It's not like, what can you do for me? You know, what's your angle with me and this attitude? You know, it's like, bro, it was just a different vibe. And from that point, he's like, no, my mind's made up. Mm-hmm. Like, after that, he's like, I think this is where I'm going to be, because just the level of respect, just the level of, not just for themselves, but just from a man's point, you know, a man's point of view, right? Just having that level of respect for me and acknowledging, and not worshiping or nothing like that, but acknowledging, hey, look, this is my place, right? And not being somebody that's going to be all ratchet and out here being queens and all this other nonsense that goes along with it, right? So he's like, bro, that's, for me, flip the switch. So I think just seeing that, or hearing that from him, and then hearing that from my other people who've gone over to Africa, he's like, man, this is just on a whole different playing field. He's like, man, the women here, he's like, first of all, you're not going to catch what you're seeing all on social media with all this ratchetness going on.
Yep.
He's like, you say, these women don't do that. He's like, they just don't. He's like, it's their professionally, personal level, all of that. Like, they got their shit together.
Yep.
To be quite blunt. Like, that's just what it is. And he's like, when you go over there, you need to have your shit together too. But they understand the role, and they understand, every, you know, the role they play and how to treat a man, right, when it comes to that. And so that's appealing, right? That's refreshing, because that's something that is coming harder and harder to come by, you know, here in the States.
Well, femininity has become harder and harder to come by because, so now you know my mom is here visiting, right? And in the next room, my brother, who just got returned from the military, he just returned from Kuwait, right? And he's in the other room, and he was showing my mom Kevin Samuels, and she's never seen Kevin Samuels, right? And of course, as you know, all black women are offended by Kevin Samuels because, of course, you know, why does he have to talk to them that way and blah, 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 right?
Right.
Now, here's what I find fascinating about Kevin Samuels. Like, love him, hate him, you know, RIP Kevin Samuels, but love him or hate him, here's what Kevin Samuels did. He did something that no one else actually truly achieved, which is he brought the experience. Like, I don't even call it the black experience. You know, he brought, let's say, the male experience, right, in the Western world, right? He brought it to the mainstream, right? I know he stole a lot of talking points, right? It is what it is. If you can call it steal, I mean, it is what it is, right? Regardless of all that, what happened is, you know, and I know, when you are, if you are black and you are talking to someone who is not black and you start telling them about your issues, like, yo, man, this is how it is. They're thinking like, nah, it can't be like that. They see, they always believe you were embellishing, right? The women can't be that bad. They can't all be baby mamas. They can't all be overweight. They can't all have a bad attitude, right? And then something happened. Kevin Samuels hit the scene. And somebody said, who is this guy, right? He's sitting there wearing a suit. He's not talking like a degenerate thug, so he's not a Pookie and Ray Ray. And Kevin Samuels starts getting to talking. And over time, like I said, regardless of how you feel about him, similar to like Andrew Tate, it's just a different narrative than you heard about being a blue pill simp, right? So then you start looking at guys like I said, Lionel MGTOW. We start looking at guys like RPM. We got guys like Black Male Advice TV, shout out to Ringo Raw, E-Man 67, Hammerhand, even though he's a white guy. But from a certain perspective, you start hearing more and more. And the latest one is from your state. Have you heard of a guy named Austin Holloman? You heard that name?
I've heard the name, but I don't know much about him.
I think this brother was out in Austin, right? And yeah. We can't talk about a bigger, better deal without talking about a guy like Austin. Because what happens is this dude said, yo, this is what happens. He went to, I believe it was Brazil, and I want to say Colombia, maybe in a couple other countries, right? And he goes, this is what ends up happening. Similar to what you just said about your buddies, right? When you are treated a certain way and you are paying a certain price, he said, I could go out with girls in Austin, Texas, right? And spend $500 on nothing, right?
Right.
And get used. I don't know if you saw the video of the German Shepherd who brought 18 or 19 of her friends to a dinner date. Did you ever see that video?
Oh, hell no.
She tried to financially cuck this dude and make him a damn pay pig, right? Now, you know we don't tolerate that. So what Austin's point was is he said, hold up now. If it costs X amount to just go out, do things, live, period, right?
Yep.
And this is what I'm getting in return, right? Like the less than the bare minimum, right? And he said, I go over to Colombia, I go to Brazil, and like you said, he's getting all of this, right? He's getting the femininity, he's getting the respect, he's getting much more beautiful and feminine women, right? And he said, for what it costs to go on maybe two dates in Austin, Texas, right? Because he said, he goes, all the girls want millionaires. I don't know what it's like where you are out there in Texas, but he said, the modern ratchet, right, who ain't got a pot to piss in or window to throw it out of, right? These bitches are broke, right? On Section 8, EBT, WIC, right? Child support, grifters. So what he said is when you do the math, right, you sit there as a man, you think logically, and you sit back and you go like this. Wait a minute. It costs X amount to go on the date, the gas money. Maybe I have to pay a fee to get in the club or wherever it is I met her, blah, blah. As you add all that up, you think to yourself, I could live here, right?
Yes. Yes. And, that's what the point he was trying to make. He's like, living here, bruh. He's like, I get much, you know, I get all this house. Mm-hmm. I get land. I get maid, butler, landscape.
Yes.
That
yes,
comes yes. with it as a part of that. He's like, for a fraction of what it costs for the quote-unquote American dream.
Yep.
Right, when it comes to that. Now, granted, we're not the worst country in the world. But when you're putting it in context of what we're talking about, you can see why brothers are defecting.
Oh, absolutely. You know what, though? The word defective, you know, I think it's a funny term, right? Because I believe, if we're going to be honest, the black woman defected. See, she sold out black men back when LBJ said, you know, give us a flesh offering, i.e. the black man, and in return, we're going to give you some free cash and prizes, right? And of course, nothing in this world is free, right? So they sold their soul and their family and the future of black America out for now their net worth is $5. So I wanted you to see this. You see this $10 in Canadian money I have sitting in my my drawer right here? This is worth more than the average black woman's net worth, right? Plastic money sitting in my drawer is worth more than their average net worth. And I want to give a shout out to LOM because he has always maintained, when he reminds people, right, that the Pookie and Ray Ray narrative is not true, okay? 64% of black men are middle class or above. Over 52% of black men are single and childless, right? So this whole narrative of, like, they're just all baby daddies. No. They're following the future path, right, which is one man having babies by, you know, 5, 10, 15, 48 different women. You see what I'm saying? And that leads us, Black, to something else, right? It's the narrative at large versus the actual reality, right? Because, you know, there's narrative, which is fantasy, and then there's reality. And let me explain to you what a narrative is. Black, have you ever been out and about and you realized, maybe it was early, maybe it was late, that Pookie and Ray Ray have done so much damage to the black male image that you were like, oh, this is what discrimination is, right? And you couldn't even be mad at the person who was not being kind to you, right? You're like, oh, damn, a Pookie came up here and shut up your club. A Pookie came in here and robbed somebody. Did you have a Michael Brown out here? Did you have people, you see what I'm saying? When you have these kind of people who tarnish the black male image, right? Mm-hmm. They end up putting an umbrella over all black men, right?
Yep.
In your lifetime, and you have sons, what have you seen about the damage that Pookie and Ray Ray have done?
Well, I mean, just for starters, your image, just your style of dress, any of that. I mean, all of that's going to get scrutinized and you're going to be stereotyped and all that, right? Just as a part of it. Your hairstyle.
Yep.
You know, I mean, all of it, right? All of that. Because again, like you said, it's portrayal. It's an image that's put out there. And then it gets spun into this narrative of, you know, thug, sorry, lazy, mm-hmm. no good baby daddy, you know, all this other nonsense, right? That gets framed and puts you in that box or tries to put you in that box. Then on the flip side of that, though, you try to come off and have a cleaner cut, professional image, whatever. What happens within, not just our, you know, outside our community, but people inside our community, what they label you then at that point?
Oh, yeah, you're a sellout. You're an Uncle Tom. You're trying to act white. You know what I found funny about the term act white? Let me tell you. So this is for all non-black people in the world. In the community, because everything, it's clown world, right? So for those of you who don't know, if you're not black, don't worry. It's coming for you too. Your clown world is going to look like our clown world real soon. So don't rest on your laurels, right? If you're white, don't worry. You guys have a much higher single rate or single motherhood rate than you did 20, 30, 40 years ago. You're on the same path. Look, this is how it looks, right? More single moms, more kids born out of wedlock, more kids self-deleting, more kids not knowing what gender they are. You guys are going to look like Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0, which is if you want to be black, you go to Atlanta and see it all, right? And when you try to do something positive, right, this is why you get these labels. It's a crabs in a bucket mentality, right? When you are educated, when you are smart, when you are wise, when you are not entertaining the fuckery, you know what that happens? This is what I found so funny, even growing up. So let me get this straight. Acting white meant being smart and successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Acting white meant not sagging your pants. Acting white meant not cocking your hat to the side. Acting white meant not serving a bid, right? You didn't have a damn jailhouse record, right? These dudes got rap sheets by the time they're 24 years old. And you know what they say? This is the beauty of the community. you go out there and subscribe to the corrupted black image of degeneracy, thuggery, thottery, and you know what ends up happening? When you suffer the consequences of that. Black, you know what the funniest thing is? Who does the community blame for all their problems?
Let's see. Was white man, period. You know, hey, we're going to blame them for all of it.
It's white supremacy. It's the white man. It's the Republicans.
It's a blame game that goes on for a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, there is levels of racism to all this. That stuff's everywhere. No, not denying that. But then this comes down to this thing called, accountability, responsibility. Yeah, you know, it's a novel concept, right? Huh? I mean, but that's something that's just slowly dissipated. Who wants to sit here and take ownership of anything when I can sit here and blame?
Yep.
Right, and be lazy, use that as an excuse on top of it. That's the part that's crazy to me, because I'm like, of all the times, right now is probably the biggest opportunity to make money that you're going to have in terms of taking advantage of social media platforms. I'm like, hey, instead of twerking on that, why don't you, why don't you come up with something, an idea that's actually going to make some money, right? Yep. And use that platform. You know, I don't know. Maybe you could use that talent for that, but it's crazy to me. Like, and then, I mean, do something else. You have have all this stuff at your fingertips to be able to do, and you're too lazy to do it.
Yep.
You know, you're just too lazy to do it. That's the thing that kills me. What did we talk about earlier when we were texting, right? It's about it's staggering. It's the level of laziness, and it's across the board.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And people are like, oh, well, you know, we fell on hard times. We had to give up and all that. I'm like, dude. There's a lot of people falling on hard times. And I was like, you just want to be a statistic, right? You just don't care, right, at that point. And it's like, yeah, everybody faces tough circumstances and such. But for these people who are able-bodied, have the capability to do so, and they refuse, and they rather just sit there and become leeches, oh, that's who we need to exterminate when it comes
absolutely. Well, I believe that all these people are cancer. And if you are not a net taxpayer, you are cancer. You know, you should not have voting rights. You should have rights, period, right? So people don't understand what happens when you are not a net taxpayer, right? The person who is not a net taxpayer has the same voting rights as someone who is, right? So what happened is we have a loser culture, right? A loser culture is such that a person says, I ain't got nothing, but it's their fault that I ain't got nothing, right? No accountability. So what happens is if you have too many losers, right, the rat utopia, they go like this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use my voting rights to demand that you give me your money. So now we look at student bailouts, right? All that student loan debt forgiveness. Now, Black, you know what I find funny? The same people, especially because women hold most of the student loan debt, around $900 billion now, almost a trillion, right? They hold the majority of student loan debt. But you know what I find funny? The same women who have college degrees look down on blue-collar men. You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're a plumber. You're an electrician. You're a welder. Ew, gross. You're a mechanic. And do you know what I find so, so bizarre? It is this same overeducated, useless demographic that then runs over and says, Daddy, government, you need to bail me out. The government doesn't have money. They just take the taxpayers' money. So therefore, a person who is begging for a student loan forgiveness is the same person who was shitting on that blue-collar man. Thus, a blue-collar person who made the right choices in life without the debt is now paying off the debt of someone who was thumbing their nose at you, right? And what makes that so funny to me is that you and I both know what's going to happen when these people's loans are paid off, right? They're going to turn around and thumb their nose at you again, right? They're going to walk around being like, ugh, he works construction. He works with his hands. He's a pipe fitter. Wait a minute. That pipe fitter is making 90 grand a year, right?
Yep.
That plumber is making 100 grand a year. That master welder, these guys are making real money. But see, you are frowned upon. And this goes back to what you said, Black. In other communities around this world, you are praised for these things. You are respected for these things. The community does not give you a break. It does not give you respect unless your Black ass comes out of jail, right?
Yeah.
They throw parties for you. So for those of you who don't know, in the community, you are thrown a party for coming out of jail. But when you come out of college or you come out of a trade school, you know what they say to you? Oh, lame ass Negro. You over there, you think you better than us? Like, wait a minute. So you want me to get out of this environment to help people. But when I try to do so, you shame me or try to delete me with gunfire, right? The threat that is there for all Black men and young boys is very imminent. Here's the thing, though. It permeates all of the rest of our lives. And someone goes, well, Drex, what do you mean by that? Black, let me ask you something. Have you ever talked to women who are, I know you're a married man, but you've talked to women who are out and about. And give me some insight into like some of the things that non-Black women have said about why they don't date Black men.
Well, let's see. I got to go back a little bit. Well, one thing is, like, one of the things is tied to the perception, right? Just linking one thing to, well, hey, I don't date because, oh, well, you guys aren't good fathers. You know, I hear that you guys aren't good with kids, or, oh, hey, you guys are lazy, you know, when it comes to that. I've heard that as an excuse. Let's see, what are some other, oh, I have one, this is going some years back, but, you know, I've had one was like, hey, you know, I don't really date, you know, date Black guys because, you know, they have this perception that's been kind of passed down, right, mm-hmm. from what they got from whoever it was, their people, their folks around them or whatever, just around, being, say, predators or, you know, hey, you guys are, you know, you guys rape people or, you know, whatever it is, right? Some just crazy. Like I had the one about, you know, us being being predators. I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, because I'm in my mind, you know, my mind, I'm like, what have you been watching? Or who have you been talking to better yet? So like, well,
the media did a great job though. Like so here's the thing. Yeah. The media did a great job of criminal the worst of the worst, all of this right? Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, I'll give you an example. When something happens and they need to get some, they need a Channel 5 news reporter to go in and figure out what happened. And they go, hey, what happened? There was a crime scene. If a brother shows up going, I just got off work and I came over and I saw, you know, these two individuals who were engaging in it. They're not going to use their testimony, right? They're going to go find a crackhead. Just looking crazy, acting crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what gets broadcast on the Channel 5 News. And the reason why I bring this up, I have a Persian friend, right? And I told this story before, but it bears repeating. She told me the reason why she never entertained dating Black guys, this really stuck with me, man. She said it's because she was terrified of Black women, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. If you are a woman of who's non-Black, right, and you get along with this Black guy, maybe he's in your class, maybe he's in, you know, medical school, whatever he is with you, right? Then you think about all your encounters with Black women, right? These damn German Shepherd these potato head having ass bitches. Shout out to my man Minister Jap. What ends up happening is they go like this: I'm not just dating him; I have to deal with his sisters, his mother, who never likes anybody, right? You know, the women in his life, I'm going to have to be in direct contact with. They're never going to like me. They're never going to accept me. They're going to always try to fight me. Black, you and I have noticed there's been a surplus of videos where it is Black women either fighting or twerking, right? You can type in twerking at blank, and who are you going to find?
Oh, you're going to find a lot of Black women.
Fighting at blank. Who are you going to find?
Of course. And it's not just, let me put the classification on it. Ratchet.
Ratchet. Yeah. We got to make the distinction. Yeah, there are real black women who are not German Shepherds.
There are a lot of black women holding it down. But what you see on social media in particular is a lot of ratchetness. So I want to make sure we're not speaking in general terms about black women, because this buffoonery that's going on now, and wear it like a, you know, like a crown and a trophy over here, you know, holding the trophy for most ignorant online, right? Your video is what's trending. Right, because I decided to go over the counter and bitch slap somebody because my fries wasn't right, you know, or somebody said something to me, and I didn't like the way she looked at me. I'm like, fam, listen, you come over this counter, I'm like, you're gonna find out how hot this fried grease really is, because there's no way you about to jump over here and throw your hands on me. I feel bad for the people in there that's working. Like, look, I'm doing my job. You have somebody in here ratchet. They come in here starting nonsense. And then you always got the hype man. You got, you know.
World star. Over there.
You got her over there on the side pumping your head up. It's like, I wouldn't let that bitch talk to me like that. You know, and all this. And it's like, okay. Now y'all all over here, internet sensations. And oh, by the way, I'm pressing charges. So, look what you accomplished. Congratulations.
This is what happens when you have a gynocentric social order, right? You have German Shepherds putting the inner, they put the battery in these simps' backs, right? Like Jada Pinkett did Will, right? So, the Oscars actually represents the total, both the totality and the total collapse of the community, right? Nobody wants to deal with them anymore. Opportunities are lost, right? Look, Will ends up losing multi-million dollar deals, right? But do you know what Jada will say? She won't take any accountability, right? It's all Will's fault, right? And then this is the beauty of it.
And do that.
what's she going to do when the money runs out, right? When he's not getting those roles anymore, when he gets canceled, right? What does she say next? Oh, well, it was all on you, so I need to leave you, but I want to get the bag on my way out, right? So I'm going to go ahead and try to, you know, get some alimony, blah, 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 right? This is so funny because let me explain something to you guys, man. When we start showing these videos tonight, we're going to rifle through these and show you exactly what we're talking about, right? Spirit Airlines fight, right? So how do you slap, you provoke somebody into combat, right? Then you slap them, but you run after you slap them. Because do you know why she ran, Black? Because she knew a simp was going to sit there and run in between, right?
Of course.
This is the problem with the community. See, there's no accountability. She knows that she can get away with it. She knows that. And we're in this bizarro world where, because women are never held accountable, and because simps will not hold them accountable, because Yas Queen, right? You know, bitch made simps raised by single moms. We start seeing more and more videos. Black, I started getting more and more people on Twitter sending me videos. And they said, Drex, did you see this? You can actually take a headline. And I want you to close your eyes. I want you to feel the force around you. And when someone says this headline, McDonald's worker killed over serving customer cold fries. You don't sit there and go, I wonder if that was an Asian woman.
Yeah, it was a white guy, totally.
Yeah, but that was definitely a white guy who did that, right? No, you knew who it was, didn't you? You knew who it was. Because do you know why you knew who it was? Because the only people who do this shit are a particular demographic, and we are here to cook them tonight on Ninja Moments. Now, Black, let me ask you this. When you watch Boondocks, what did you think about every time you saw these Ninja Moments?
Well, I mean, first of all, I thought it was, you know, it was well, the old Boondocks, right, was well captured. It framed exactly what was going on, you know, just like the whole ML, I love one of my favorites of the MLK episode.
Yeah. Right?
Hey, my man said, I'm going to Canada, you know, because he saw all of that foolishness going on.
Yep.
And he was like, hey, man, I'm out. Like, this ain't the dream I'm talking about. I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
But But it just it depicts probably exactly what would happen right in that situation, because it would be taken over by a bunch of ratchet, lazy leeches that come in and crash the party and turn it into this, hood rat symposium. And at this point, you just think about all this, even the stuff just Boondocks, how that related to real life. That's the sad part. Like, a lot of this stuff, just you didn't need dynamic writers for this. I'm like, hey, just hop on the internet. You can get all this stuff. You can get all your material. You don't even, and the thing is, you don't need a lot. Just look at last week. That's a
Let me ask
whole
you this.
season.
Okay, let me ask you this. How does that make you feel when it's like a daily update, right? Like, look, Boondocks made that episode where they had a brother killing each other over a chicken sandwich, right? See, look, it sounds funny until it happens in real life. Do you remember before the pandemic, Popeyes debuted their brand new chicken sandwich? You remember that? And what happened? I'll be damned, right? What happened?
Oh, that's all that was trending was videos of people going off Popeyes, people getting put to sleep over a chicken sandwich.
People, look, man, when you get murdered over a Popeyes chicken sandwich, right? You know that you're in clown world. Like, because Boondocks is right. You know what I'm saying? When you have like the Uncle Ruckus seems ludicrous until you go like this. Let me take the Uncle Ruckus mentality, right? You pretend that you're an actual coon, right? And then you flip that mirror around at black culture. You go like this: what the fuck is this, right? Every time you think you've seen like the lowest of the low, it just dips lower, right?
Drex, these videos you're sending me, are you kidding?
Oh,
Like,
you know, you
these have
can't
to
make
be
this
made
up.
up. They have to be made up.
Tim, look, this is the beauty of the videos we're about to show you guys. We've reached that time in the show. This is what you guys waited for, which is the ninja moments. We're about to show
Can I
y'all.
get super chats really quick?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, go ahead and hit those.
Yeah, so I missed one earlier. Uriah Wright says, "If you don't vote for me, you ain't black, JP." And the forest says, "When I graduated college, I was taken to a nice college dinner. My cousin did a 10-year bid for committing two EPAR, battery and robbery.
God damn.
His block party had a scrippers who knew what he did."
This sounds like some R. Kelly shit, right? See, so let me explain something to you guys real quick. When you commit crimes in the black community, when you commit felonies, that is the equivalent of getting a higher level of education, right? So what happens is you show up, you're like this: yo, black man, what did this dude do? Oh man, he just caught an F. For what? Oh man, he shot a couple cops. He stabbed a few people. He raped a couple of chicks, and he was selling peace leave, right? Out of the Lincoln Continental. You're like, and he's getting thrown a party? Hell yeah, man, the party was lit. We are
I
about to
saw his
witness
first
something right here.
I saw his
Tim.
first video. Okay, everyone says I sound really far away. It's the echo cancellation because I'm in an empty room,
Oops.
in the middle of moving. So, I'm gonna be really quiet. I'm just gonna mute myself. Drex, go ahead and commentate.
All right, go ahead and roll the tape, man.
My man should have went panoramic mode.
Just look at these ninjas right here. Look at this shit.
I gotta go glue my lashes back on. Straighten my weave up where I'm near.
Yep, get the weave. Here comes the weave, y'all.
and then broke three of my fake nails. Why is it always Spirit, though?
It's always Spirit Airlines, man. Hold up now. Okay, before we even get into anything in Black, we got to address the fact that why is Spirit Airlines always front and center, fam? Why is it always Spirit, right?
Oh.
Now, what struck you most about that video?
I mean, just look who it is. I mean, just the evidence is right there on who it is. And you just see, and then not only that, but you got this double, triple teaming going on, just wailing away, or whoever it is. I'm like, all right, where's the simp to come run in and act like he's going to get in front of him? Hey, yep. Let me break this up. I'm like, it's all of it is displayed, you know, right there. My man was just side-scrolling. He's going one side to the other. I'm like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got two of them popping off.
Listen, I want you non-Black people to look at these ninjas in their natural habitat, right? And this is the reason why I bring that up. What struck me about that video was really simple, right? It was really simple for one thing. They kept on saying stop. These people who said stop have never actually been around ninjas. Because see, when you say stop, that resonates to actual human beings, right? Not demon spawn. When you are right, look, when Chris Rock said, I love Black people, but I hate ninjas, right? Chris Rock understood. You can't talk sense into these people. When you guys watch the Boondocks and you guys think, ha ha ha, that's so funny. And then you see it in real life, you go, oh damn, this is real. What this video is right here is gonna be so great for a reason. This has nothing to do with Black people. However, this video is here to prove something. It's here to prove the issue of happiness, right? So, yeah. Black, when people talk about happiness, right? They, you know, you said earlier, this is the reason why this goes into what we were saying, that we just couldn't find a Black person. When it comes to happiness, you always hear people say, man, I found more happiness overseas, right, in other places. Or they went to foreign pastures, right? Different color pastures, whatever it may be, right? Afro-Latina, full-on Afrikaans, they went somewhere. I bring that up because I want to bring this back to for people to understand. A lot of men are not happy in the Western culture, and that they are finding more happiness not dealing with these creatures who are bringing them so much torment. So, doesn't matter this video, if you are Black or white, this is like a Michael Jackson video from the Dangerous album. I want you to roll this clip, and I want you to look at this man's eyes. Go ahead and roll the clip, Tim.
The other two videos you sent me, the tweets have been deleted, so I think Susan is infecting.
Oh, Twitter. Is she? Aw.
But this is the next one that worked, so we're skipping over to two of them to this one. But, Drex, I wonder why they got deleted. All right. I had another super chat come in. Magician Sapphire says, never forget the classic Chris Rick stand up Black people versus ninja.
Oh yeah, dude, it's so real, because you gotta remember, man, at any time a ninja moment can happen. You see what I'm saying? And so Tim, here's the thing, a lot of people don't know this. They think, this is why I brought that up, right? When I said they're twerking in funeral homes, they're twerking at or fighting in Chuck E. Cheese. See, let me tell you what normal people think. This is how a normal person thinks. Well, Drex, what could go wrong? I'm in the safety of this place. I'm doing X, Y, Z. What could go wrong, right? No one's going to act up at a funeral home. Black, have these people been around ninjas before? Nothing apparently is sacred. Not. Apparently not. If you knew... Oh, yeah, he knows. Yeah, no, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going to get to these white folks, too.
All right.
Don't think they're going to get away with it.
Oh, man. It's rampant. It's across the board.
By the way, guys, if you haven't seen Drex's profile picture on Twitter, go look. It's hilarious. Avheim says, Waffle House Wii video must be included.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
D-Drex, there's too many good ones. All right, let's give this one a watch.
So I just discovered the most perfect challenge ever today. Take a picture of your husband holding a fish, and then take a picture of your husband holding you.
Black, you know a lot of married men.
So I just discovered the most perfect challenge.
Oh, yeah.
You know a lot of married men, Black. How much does that resonate with you?
It's hilarious because a lot of it is true. All the facial expressions. It is. That's the crazy part. I was like, go catch my man at the game. You know, something like that. You see joy and jubilation. And then you see where it's like, you put them in the other pictures. Like she was showing, hey, posted up. Like, man, my man just like, my mind somewhere, I could be doing something else. Like I feel like prisoner moment, you know, over there.
Oh, dude, yeah.
That was hilarious, man. That was hilarious with my man holding the fish. I was like, it's across the board.
Do you see the joy in that man's eyes? Is that that's my ninja legal vices right there. That's my man. Look, man. Look, now I know he got that condition that Uncle Ruckus got, right? He got the same thing Michael Jackson got.
Oh, yeah.
Vitiligo.
Yeah.
But my skin just keeps getting darker and darker.
Ooh, I got a present for you, Drex.
Oh, yeah. So I want y'all to see, this is a ninja moment. We know what ethnic group, other than Native Americans, because you know there's not that many of them in the United States. I want you guys to share your ninja moments. This is no lie. The moment I posted it, 20 seconds later, someone sent me this. Shout out to that brother who sent this. Black, did you hear the EBT went down? Do you see these ninjas right here? Look at this shit. You notice you don't see any dudes. Who is most reliant on EBT? Ratchet ass German Shepherd single moms. Look at this shit.
Oh yeah.
Look at this.
Oh yeah, my hard earned cash, man. It's all about that hard earned cash.
Do you see the lack of the understanding of the English language? This tweet in the middle where it says, "I knew I should have went to the market yesterday. I refused to spend cash because EBT down." See, the correct usage, grammar wise, right? The grammatical usage is, "I knew I should have gone to the market." Now, I know they all failed English. That's why they're single mothers. The EBT machines are down everywhere. I'm hungry. I'm not paying cash. Black, do you know why they're not going to pay cash?
I mean, it's just that's the way the ratchetness rolls. What are you talking about?
See, if they pay cash, they lose the money because it's their money,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah,
do you ever notice how? So let me explain something to you guys about this ninja moment right here. When you spend cash, because it's your money, it's gone forever. It's a fiat currency. But see, EBT means I'm taking from the taxpayer, and it's just a credit system. So when I swipe that EBT card, oh my God, things just appear in my basket that I purchased. I will not allow this to happen. Wait, what does that say? Just had to pay for these Boston baked beans with cash. We in hell. Black, that's hell for a German Shepherd.
Yep.
Paying cash for Boston baked beans. Look, man.
Drex, not everyone knows what EBT is. Do you want to explain it?
Oh, yeah. So EBT is just food stamps. So for those of you who grew up in the any time before the 90s, you remember hearing about food stamps. They transferred food stamps. If you grew up in Chicago, you got that SNAP card and all this other bullshit. All they did is the government took food stamps and then transfer that to, say, a credit system where it's the same thing. Where it's like having a debit card, right? It's like when...
But listen. But it's listen welfare. Listen to what you said, though.
Yeah,
listen to what you said, though.
It's a version of universal basic income, right? You get it when you're too ratchet-ass to get a real job.
Yeah, but what you just talked about. Look at what you, how you just described it. What it used to be back in the 90s. It used to be in your hand, literal food stamps. Little green dollar sign on a roll of food stamps that you went in. Okay, but that's embarrassing though, Drex. So why I got to walk in here and have this roll of food stamps?
It was about their feelings. Yep.
Government did say, okay, we'll put it on a card now. So now you just look like you're swiping a card like everybody else.
Yep.
You know, when you're in there, that's a perception.
Correct. Right? That you have money.
That you have money. And this is to save face as an embarrassment of being on food stamps. It used to be an embarrassment.
You should have been embarrassed. Food stamp.
You know what I'm saying? It used to be. It used to be that way of like, hey, this is like last resort and people who really needed it. Because, you know, even the people who really needed it didn't want to be on it. But it's like, look, I got to eat. This is my only means to pay for it.
Yep.
Completely 180 Drex, now.
You want to meet Drex's wife?
Oh, there she is. Yeah, she said they did to get rid of the stigma. Well, she had a stigma, but stigma of having to use food. Yeah. So what happened is you used to go to the store, right? And you used to get to the end, you know, you used to get to the line and you had groceries and you went like this. Like, ugh, I got to pull out these. Black, you're right. People used to be ashamed to pull out food stamps.
Yeah.
So the way that you got rid of that shame was it was temporary and you went out and got your ass a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Tim, roll the next ninja moment. These ninjas out here, man. These ninjas ain't shit.
Oh, I don't want to. But I have to. Oh, super chat. Where'd it go? Whoops.
Look, someone said, MGTOW Monger said, women and feminized men are proud. Well, I call them males. Proud to be on EBT. It's their platinum card. Yeah, hell yeah, because they don't have to invest anything. Like, look, medical assistance, right? Black, you got boys, I got a girl. Do you know what it takes for us to go to the doctor's office?
Oh, my gosh.
Because, bro, you're not leaving out of there with a bill less than, I would say, 300 minimum. Minimum is 300.
Yes, so, with your deductible.
With the deductibles. But when you're a ratchet, when you're a ratchet-ass single mom, when you want to live in a ninja moment, regardless of color, don't think I'm going to let you white folks off the hook. There's more white people on welfare right now than black people in the United States. There's just more blacks per capita. So don't think I'm going to let – don't worry. I'm gonna do a trailer trash moments too. Oh, don't think white folks get off the hook. Nope.
Magician Sapphire says, sorry, my last Super Chat auto-corrected, but that's the reason I love the Boondocks so much. It was the first cartoon since Baby Kids to unapologetically show the real African-American culture.
Yeah, the ratchet part of ratchet. Because, see, black culture is not hood culture. So they're two different things. It's the same reason why when you're a black person who walks around and talks like you got some sense and people are like, oh, you're not what I expected, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. Do not confuse ninjas with black people. You see what I'm saying?
You're articulate.
Yeah, you're articulate. Like, he speaks so well. Don't ever walk in my goddamn face and say I speak so well. You understand what I'm saying?
You are a subject.
You might get hands put on you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because see, now you're insulting me. Mm-hmm. He speaks so well. How did you think I was gonna speak?
Shit. You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're trying to low-key pretend. Ah, I didn't mean it the way you thought I did. Yeah, we know what you meant. So yeah, don't worry. I'm gonna check white folks too. Everybody can get this smoke. Now, I'm going to save my smoke for white folks later. And don't worry, I'm going to have white people on. I might be in whiteface for that episode. We'll see. But Tim, roll the next ninja moment.
Fo Chung says, sup boys, I'm joining the show. Godspeed.
Hey, what up, Fo Chung? Oh, wait, hold on, Tim. We have, make sure you look at the caption at the top.
Oh, I read the caption and I'm like, Drex, tell me this is made up. Please.
Oh, yeah. For the Black, they think God, that this is, they think this is an act. People, look, this is for all the non-black people. Non-black people think all of this is an act, right?
Welcome to the Players Club, COVID edition.
Drex, I don't know what was more offensive, the casket or the COVID masks.
Look, these hoes don't need masks because they only use their mouths to bitch, complain, suck dick, and bitch some more about the dick they just sucked while complaining. Okay? These ninjas ain't shit. I want you guys to understand, man. Nothing is off limits. This is the reason why, Black, this is the reason why I was so offended at that last Spirit Airlines thing, right? Is when you hear people going, stop, don't do this, why are you doing that? I'm thinking to myself, bro, have you ever been around these people? Yeah, look, Thanos was right, man. Frederick Little knows what's up. Look,
Black. Okay, shout out to Frederick Little because he bought a membership, the channel membership at the Tyrone Club level. So
hey, nice. Frederick Little, much appreciated.
If you have trouble with the benefits. Not the EBT, but the actual, the real. All right. You want me to pull up the next one, Drex?
Well, I want to go ahead and let Black hit. Black, what do you have to say about this shit right here, man? Because our girl Kelly Wilson is definitely coming in. I want to make sure I give a special shout out to her.
I mean, dude, this is, I don't have any other words for it. I'm almost just ready to say roll the next clip because that's just a shit show.
Go ahead, Tim. Roll the next one.
See, I get to see these before all you guys do, and they get worse. They're not getting better.
De-evolution. Let's keep
for going. Real. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. De-evolution book and free agent lifestyle. Shout out to that brother. Find those.
We were next just ninja moment. Because over the sandwich, I don't know why she had to do that. She had to end up doing that.
The security cameras at Philly Cheesesteaks in Stockton capture a customer trashing the store and violently throwing chairs at owner Louis Addison Alandi. Alandi's wife, Annalisa, who was right next to him, tells CBS 13 this all happened over a sandwich order.
Our policy is if you have a complaint, like if we made a mistake either way, we will gladly replace it. But we need the sandwich back for us to replace the whole sandwich.
But Annalisa says that wasn't the case here.
Two sandwiches already ate in half of each, and the fries already half of each.
So the shop refused to give the woman a full refund. And you can see what happens next.
When we said no, after a while going back and forth, they just lashed out.
And then all of a sudden, then boom. She just did throwing stuff away, the chairs, the table, everything.
Stockton police say this woman, Monique Collins, is the same woman in the video trashing the restaurant, throwing chairs, and even grabbing a wooden broom from the owner as he tried to fend her off.
That's our first time, so that really scared us.
I was frozen like a deer in the headlights.
A first for Alandi and her employees, and hopefully a last.
Overall, I just didn't want no one to get hurt.
I'm mad at him for what he just got the broom taken out of his hand, though.
He didn't want to get hurt, right? Now,
like, dude, she trash in your store.
Trash your
first
store.
First of all, you coming in with the wrong end of the broom. Like, you need to come in with that handle.
Yeah.
You need to come in there like you swinging for the fences. Like, I'm about to hit a home run across your dome right now. Out of there.
Yeah, no strikes, no balls, only home runs, fam.
Right.
You're bringing someone home. You know when they go like this in baseball and they go ahead and they roll you in? Black, there's a lot of problems with what you just saw, right? And let me tell you what one of the things that bothers me about this video. When you face criminal charges for your emotional outburst actions, right? The cost is more than whatever the hell you were emotionally outbursting over, right?
Yeah.
Over a sandwich. I got him, though. Yeah. I'm a real ninja. Bro, you just caused like 8,000 in damages, right? Because they're going to sue you and they're going to say, you know, emotional damage, blah, 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 right? And when you have to pay all that and you got to pay attorney fees and you're thinking, how did you end up here? Yeah, it was over a sandwich. Bro, you couldn't just walk up there and, I don't know, just politely say, hey, my order was incorrect. Black, you and I have been in this situation many times, right? Because it happens to everybody in the service. They aren't intentionally trying to ruin your order. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't get caught up in that. However, do not worry. Emotional damage. Now, y'all about to get some emotional damage right here. Wait for it. Tim, roll the next ninja moment.
So, Drex, this is not just an America problem, is it?
Oh, no, hell no, no, no. This is not just America. No, no.
Because this one comes from the UK.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These are those Brit ninjas right here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are the crown. These are the queens right here. She does have nice thighs.
International.
Yeah, international.
There we go.
Oh, look at that. Karma.
Man.
This is that karma y'all wanted to see. Now.
Too much cellulite per square inch on that thing, man. That's what
this is what happens when this is the things that you cherish, right? These are things that you emphasize. So, Black, you know what the Black community emphasizes? Twerking, criminal acts, talking crazy in public spaces, abuse of children. You know, everything bad, right? And do you know something that is starting to bother me? I'm going to tell you why I sent that video. Do you notice they always want to make sure that everybody is cheering for ratchetness rather than either walking away or interfering and stopping ratchets? Now I have to say this, though. I have to have an asterisk on that. I do not ask anybody to interfere with the actions of a German Shepherd, right? Because if you do that, Black, you and I both know what ends up happening. If you interfere with one of these chicks while they're twerking or fighting somebody, you're going to be the one to end up getting messed up, right?
Yeah, you can get dragged right into it.
You're going to get dragged right in, and then you wind up facing charge. You can get shot. You get stabbed. I don't want you. So when you guys see a ninja moment unfolding before you, and you see these German Shepherds and potato head having ass bitches, when you see them in their natural element, in their natural habitat, you just walk away. Just walk away.
Drex.
Ratchet assholes.
So I saw the next clip, and I just got to say, did you mix up the bloopers reel from Lizzo's Big Girls?
Oh, no. This is beautiful right here. See, people need to understand.
We're gonna get banned if I show this one.
Oh, no, this is beautiful right here.
All right. Well, for all of you who want your Big Girl quota, give me a second.
Yeah. Oh my god. So easy.
Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby. Get in there. Yeah. She got in there.
Rex,
what the Black, hell was that?
Black, you want to go first?
Oh, I'm just laughing at the big sigh of exhaustion just to get that first leg up there. Man, that part was hilarious. I'm not going to lie. That part was hilarious. That took a lot of physical exertion right there. But my thing is, it's the fact that you made it a TikTok video. That's just it. That tells you. That tells you all you need to know.
Now, do you know what strikes me about that video? I sent Tim a little caption, right? Tim, what did my caption say?
Sorry, I missed that.
You see my little caption?
She thick, though.
She thick, though. Mm-hmm. Black, we can't even get to anything else without talking about the fact that What do we need to say about the black community in the term thick, right? Because I think this might be like other than the whole the black woman is God, she's a queen. Right underneath that, for what caused the total eradication of black identity is she thick though. Can you and I now take this little breather to dissect the difference between thick, fat, you know, in shape, you know, or normal non-gelatinous life form? What do you think about that? Because let me ask you this. You're in Texas. I want you to be honest with me. How much play could that white woman get?
Which part? It depends on which part we're talking, because she could get wifed up real quick in some of these areas. I'm just being real.
Easily. Okay. I want you to tell everybody out there.
She's probably on some kind of government assistance. I'm really willing to bet she's probably rolling in with EBT.
Oh yeah, more than likely. Hey, Jackson, but that ass though.
She can get wife real quick.
Oh yeah. Now, I want you to describe for the people out there who don't understand how black culture degenerate. Because like, for those of you who don't know, black women, let me phrase that. Black males did not have such low beauty standards all the time. The black beauty standard plummeted with the rise of single motherhood because they started eating what? Government mac and cheese, eating hamburger helper, ramen noodles, all that damn salt. And their wrists got, they had fat ass wrists. You know, you ever seen people with fat wrists? And you're like, oh, I know what you do. You eat a lot of salt, right? And that's my girl, Kelly. Kelly sent me some gems. I absolutely love her because she sent me some quality stuff, man. And we need to dissect this because do you remember when black men used to have like beauty standards, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like Pam Grier. Guys were like, oh, yeah, Pam Grier is hot. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Right. Pam Grier was that deal.
Man. I mean, all of that. I mean, it's just, now it's just transformed into the whole thick thing, first of all. There's, like you said, there's levels to this when you talk about thick, right? And what that really entails. I mean, there's plenty of girls with six packs that are packing everywhere else that are thick, you know?
Yep.
They're in shape. That's just their body shape. You know what I'm saying? They got like this Serena type body where it's just, that's just the way their body is shaped. Okay. That's being thick. But when you come out here and you got, you know, seven layers of excess skin hanging over your stomach because, you know, you pushed out five, six puppies and leveraged that on, leverage that as your check every month. But then you hollering out, you know, I'm thick, girl, you thick. Like what? Like you got on two pair of Spanx and it still can't hide it. You know, now, I'm like, it's outrageous. You know,
now Black, do you know what bothers me about the whole, like, you know, she's thick and all that kind of stuff? You got to remember, if, you know, we can always talk about the clothing manufacturers, right? They should be making clothes for women this goddamn big, right? Now, that being said, I want you to imagine what would happen if black guys had the same beauty standards, at least for size, just size alone. We're not going to talk about nothing else, just size. What if tomorrow black women and all women, this includes fat white chicks and fat Latinas and fat everything else, what if they woke up tomorrow and black men had the same fitness beauty standards of Asian men? What do you think would happen? I want you to imagine that, right? Like overnight, like what is today? It's August 30th. Okay, August 31st. They wake up and they go, what just happened? Why aren't black men talking to me? And they say, oh, no, you're not, you know, in this size. You can't fit either size six or less, right? Six or less. What do you think happens next?
Armageddon. Dude, they're going to, you know what's going to happen. Going to get dogged. They're going to snap. And it's just going to, you're going to get talked about. You already know what's going to happen with that. But again, what is, like you said, the standards have been lowered so much to the point now where it's just like, it's acceptable. Like, this is what I'm rolling with. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's not the case. And forget about just your personal appearance. Screw all of that. Just look at your health, just your overall health. Like you said, all that damn salt.
It's so
eating dude, all them sweets.
Well actually, you know, like, hold on, Black. We can't even talk about morbid obesity in the Black community without talking about, you know, we talk about ninja moments. Health, we don't discuss this enough. Health and fitness is not idolized in the Black community. Mm-hmm. You're so for those of you who don't know, you are ridiculed for eating well in the Black community. Like, if you are, especially for women, like with dudes, it's a little different for dudes because let's face it, if you're a ripped up dude, I mean, I you know, you get props from dudes, you get props from women, right? Mm-hmm. But for the women, Black, have you ever noticed Black women, when they eat like salad and work out, they are shamed for that?
Yes,
they're body shamed.
Yep. Why are you eating that? Why are you ordering this salad?
The Forest says, are you a fan of Pink Book Lessons? Also, please.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of that chick. Yeah, I'm aware of Pink Book Lessons. It's really wild because the thing about Pink Book Lessons that she calls out, she's one of the few people who calls out Earth's most renewable resource, which is BFF, Black female fuckery. The only thing that can never run out on this earth is Black female fuckery. Because every time they get an opportunity to do something insane and then blame everyone but themselves, they're going to do it. And, you know, one of the things that I always remind people is like this. When you see this kind of behavior, right, there's no one being called out, no nothing, you kind of want to ask yourself, what are we doing, right? Because, Black, when you and I grew up, like you said, there were standards. People said, hey, man, look, you know, we call a spade, right? If somebody went out there doing something insane, oh, yeah, someone said you don't need 2,000 calories if you're a 5'5" woman. Yeah, these are facts. Unless you are, like, I don't know, an Olympic swimmer as a woman, you don't need that.
Do you think Brittany Griner needs 2,000 calories in the Russian prison?
Oh, she ain't going to need nothing because she's not going to exert any energy. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, Brittany Griner's, but Tim, Brittany Griner also represents the ninja moment, right? So here's the thing. So Brittany Griner claims to be a lesbian, right? So she claims to be a carpet muncher. She's had dalliances with men. She looks and acts masculine. She put hands on her ex-wife, right? Then she marries a new woman, claims she hates America because it's so horrible and so racist, right? Then she goes over to look for white Zaddy to provide resources by playing over in Russia, but brings drugs with her, allegedly, gets busted, and then tries to blame everything but herself, right? And then once she gets convicted, after I think she finally said, like, yeah, I did do it, right, finally, do you know what happened after all of this? They blamed Black men. Why didn't the NBA male NBA players do more to help Brittany? It's like, what? I'm sorry. Like, it's their job?
No, Drex, you don't understand. She has relationships with women and sex with men. Well, I got news for you. It means you're straight.
Well, she's terrible. Like, the thing is, though, is that when what happens is they spend so much time denigrating Black men. Oh, hey, Wilhelm Gobert.
Yeah, Wilhelm Gobert, for becoming a member. Appreciate it.
Yeah, much appreciated, man.
Memberships are taking off. Great. Hope to see you guys in the Discord.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Tim. When you deal with people like this, right, who want to blame everything and everybody, we have stories like this. Oh, yeah, they blame Black men. Yeah, now, Black, let me ask you this before we look at this article right here of another ninja moment. What do you think about the fact that Black men get blamed for literally everything, right? Because white guys are going through what we've already known, right? Which is, we warned them. Remember that? Remember we used to warn white guys, like, it's coming for you. You're going to get blamed for everything. They said, no, Drex, I wasn't even there. And they were like, no, bro, you're going to get blamed. Even when you're not there, you're going to be the target, right? Black, what do you think about that?
I'm damn near numb to it at this point. Like, you just expect it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just across the board. It doesn't matter whose community it is, right? Yep. A lot of the times, blame us, right? It's just, we're going to be at fault, particularly within our own community with this mess. It's like, oh, well, hey, you know, we're going to blame the Black man for it.
Yep.
Like, somebody got to take this fall.
So why not? Someone's got to take that L.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you guys been doing it for years. Good job. Keep it up. we're just gonna keep riding this. So I don't give a shit. I'm like, well, whatever, man. I'm like, just add it to the pile that's already accumulated over here.
Oh yeah, we always know that we're gonna get blamed for everything anyway, right? We're like, oh yeah, here comes, right? Like, here's the thing: when you're used to this, right? You don't have any feelings though, right? You just go like that. You just accept it, like, yeah, I already know you're gonna blame me for everything. You just ignore. You're like, yeah, whatever, man. So,
no. Super chat Tim, from Marshman here. Drex, how do was that Cholos rate compared to ninjas?
Oh yeah, so the Cholos, those are Latinos, man. Those are Latinos. Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know,
got something for them too.
Don't worry, they're gonna get this smoke too. Oh, what am I gonna say? I've tried multiple times. The super chat won't let me. I wonder what the hell that's about.
Oh, Susan, just fucking with us again.
Yeah, anyways, don't worry, Dub G. It's some BS with YouTube doing things. Now, the Cholos, here's the thing. They do similar fuckery. Make no mistake. Latin, like I said, human nature is human nature. Male and female nature, the good side and the bad side, right? I think what happens is due to the way that they are socialized, they kind of keep it closer to the chest. You see what I'm saying? Like, let me give you guys an example. You don't see other ethnic groups of people always out front in the open committing crimes, right? Getting their hair braided on a damn porch where everybody can see you. Selling drugs on a street corner where everyone can see you. White people sell more drugs than black people, but they do it under the guise of night. They do it through pharmaceutical companies where it's legal to slang dope. You see what I'm saying? That's the real cartel.
Yeah. Speaking of night, Black, how you doing for time?
I got about 15.
Okay. Oh, don't worry. We'll rifle through these.
Yeah. Let's get through this article here. Do you want me to scroll it, Drex, or are you just going to read the top?
Oh, no. I'm just going to read the top, and then we'll go down and show like the actual little video snippet.
So you guys could see it on the screen there. So apparently a burrito dispute. Drex, South L.A.
Of course it's South L.A.
I'm shocked.
South L.A.
Okay.
And they always say that they're the victim, right? The victim's name, who said her name was Bertha, right? So I want you guys to just look at this shit right here, because it's always over food, right? I want you guys to check this out, man. Ninja moment. Ah, well.
There's never been a better time to get away. There's always a damn ad. With a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted.
Well, it'll be over in a second.
Should have been a Nissan Altima commercial.
By a crazed woman demanding a burrito in South L.A.
The victim says the woman became enraged when she was told she'd have to wait and started dumping out food bins and spitting on things. KTLA's Jennifer McGraw live in South L.A. where she spoke with the victim, Jen.
Micah and Sharon, that woman never had any intention in buying that burrito, and that's why they asked the woman to wait 5 minutes so they could make her one. But still, she became erratic, and sadly, vendors keep getting attacked. But this vendor right here is back open tonight and says they're not going to let that woman stop them.
We got tacos, baby! Burrito!
After berating workers and a South L.A. taco stand for not making her burrito fast enough, this woman seen here goes on a tirade, throwing
really
out prepped food and trashing jugs of juice.
I can't believe it.
Then things really escalate as the woman starts chasing her.
Hey, yo can,
Bertha is the victim. She says the attack was frightening and something that she worries about every night. And says while she's nervous, she still needs to work.
The video doesn't show, but she chased her for about 10 minutes around the car. She kept trying to run away from her.
Coming at you from South LA. I'm here at South Taco.
Jimmy Sauce says is an LA foodie influencer standing.
So once again, a ninja moment of them being scared because of a crazed ass German Shepherd. And you notice Black, they're always overweight, morbidly obese, right? And it's always over food, not wanting to pay, right? They never want to pay. Mm-hmm. The same old shit you used to, right? Now, the reason why I bring this up is because, oh yeah, someone said there's no physical ramification for being an a-hole when you're a woman. Bill Burr is right.
Shout out to Edis. What's up, man?
Yeah, shout out to our man, Sir Yidus, and definitely sub to his channel. Big shout out to him. Tim, go ahead and roll the next ninja moment. We're going to rifle through these. I want you guys to see. Yeah, she did have crazy eyes, though.
Quick super chat from Koopa, the Goblin Troopa. Chat from my favorite Mario Party player, Daisy for the win.
Oh, my God. Koopa, look, man, we're going to definitely link up that Mario Party now. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, WG's calling a shot here.
Oh, damn.
Hang on one.
I'm telling you, Black, I just can't deal with these ninjas, man. Every time I see them doing some fuck shit, I'm like, bruh, is this where we're at?
This is where we are, partner.
I want you guys to see this so you can fully understand why Black men are out here traveling overseas. Passport bros, stand up, because dudes are sick of it. Like, you keep, and here's the thing, though, Black. When men do bad things, they're held accountable, right? The law doesn't let men just walk around punching out people, tossing over stuff, doing whatever. And when it comes to food, as you guys know, shout out to my brother Nick Riccata. We had to watch Lizzo's Big Girls thing. Now, do you notice Lizzo claims that she's oppressed, right? While accepting the music award. I'm not going to get to the article. I just want you guys to understand. A woman who is a multimillionaire, who makes her whole living off being a fat chick, and always wants to wear provocative things, twerking at Lakers games and all that, claims she's oppressed. I just wanted to just show you guys that, to say that it's a victim narrative. Shout out to my girl Nina Infinity for sending me that. Go to the next ninja moment, because you guys are going to love these bitches. These ninjas ain't shit.
Oh, this one got deleted.
I hate when they delete things. You know how they do.
The kids are up next.
Oh, yeah, this is beautiful.
Look at Lizzo. Drex, have you not gotten enough Lizzo over at Nick's house?
Fucking Lizzo. That body, man. Hey, Black, somewhere out there, there's a Black dude going, she thick, though.
You know it.
These ninjas ain't
you
shit.
You know it.
These ninjas ain't shit, man.
I'd hit.
Yeah. Hey, how many times you heard that, man? Shit, I'd hit. Like, bruh, come on, man. Like, not for money, not to end the family court, not to, you know, end world hunger, right? I hit. Now check out, now for those of you who don't know, man, this is a great ninja moment, because these German shepherds out here raising tater thoughts and little nigglets. Go ahead and check this out. Black, what do you have to say about that ninja moment right there?
It's a new low, new level of degeneracy, man. You just look at that now. You just look at that, man. And then you just shake your head, because you know, just on the path that they're on right now.
Where are those kids going to be in 10, 15, 20
years? They're going to be in the county. Don't worry about it, man. They'll be in the county. They're going to be in the system. They're destined for it.
Destined.
Just based on that. And that's if they're lucky.
Yeah, if they are etched out in the streets, right? Now Black, the reason why I showed that video is because here's the thing. So if the Black woman is God, if she's the backbone of the community, right? And she could do bad all by herself. She could raise these kids all by herself, right? She could turn a boy into a man. Let me ask you this, Black. Why is it that when there's no Black man around, the kids are doing the most, getting themselves caught up in all kinds of violence? Now,
what we talked about.
Y'all know it. So next time someone wants to run their mouth about, 13/50, I love cuck assertives, love talking about these crime statistics. Well, why don't we just go into regardless of color, let's look at who is raised by a single mother. Go into the penal system, gangbangers, thugs, career criminals, right? and see how many of them come from nuclear families. That's the real issue. But now we're going to show what kind of representation the community has. This is this went viral. This is Rhode Island Senator Tiara Mack. She's a far leftist Democrat, and she made this video encouraging people to vote for her. She also sponsored a bill for teaching kids, quote unquote, queer inclusive, pleasure-based sex ed. Now, Black, you and I know masculine Black men do not condone any of this shit, but go ahead and scroll it back. Roll the next ninja moment.
Vote Senator Mack.
I'm just going to freeze right on that frame.
Yeah. Go ahead and freeze frame. Go ahead and freeze frame right here. Black, what do you have to say about this? This is a senator.
Yeah. I know.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about that?
Dude, first of all, again, just add another shit show. That's just add it to the pile, man. You look up. This is who's representing you.
Yep.
This is who's representing you. I need that vote.
This is your hero.
So, Drex, this is just the messed up part, fam. These little girls, these little Black girls.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
These your heroes.
That's your hero.
Your sheroes out here. This is who you got to look up to.
Yep.
Is the likes of this. Not even music and entertainment. This is a senator.
Yep.
Right. This is who you aspire to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you got. But it's our fault.
It's our fault, right? It's our fault. It's always our fault. We're not there. We're not on the beach. We're not telling her to do that. But somehow it's all our fault, right? Now, Tim, I want you to help us out. Because this is a ninja moment that I want Black to be here for before he leaves and before we leave and leave you with you guys with some great thoughts. Tim, I want you to do all of us a favor and go on Google and search Tarana Burke, the founder of Me Too.
Oh, hang on a second. I'll just have to change screens.
I want you guys to take a look at Tarana Burke. See, this is another German Shepherd who's blamed everything on Black men when there's no Black men around. And we're about to witness something because I want you guys to really let this dig in, right? I want you guys to look at this shit. Dealing with these bitches.
So am I just looking up for a picture of her?
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is just look at pictures of Tarana Burke.
Oh, my God. Well, this is for your guys' view and pleasure. Emphasis on pleasure. That one. Whoops. That one, right?
Yeah, it's going to be KRS-One. I want you all to look at this creature right here. Now, Black, you and I both know what this is all about. Because she wanted to demonize Black men and say that all Black men raped her. I'm going to let you guys know something right now. I'm about to go ahead and say it, okay? I want you to look at this German Shepherd right here. This is so for all of you who don't know, it was not white Hollywood actresses. The founder of Me Too is this German Shepherd right here, who is her whole life is a ninja moment of blaming Black men, claiming they did all these things, blah, 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 right?
I'm with this Mr. Karam, whoever that is.
Do you know the problem I have with Tarana Burke? I mean, I have a lot of problems, right? Let me explain my number one problem with Tarana Burke. She claims that she was raped, and that's how Me Too came to be. Let me tell y'all, everybody out there, something right now. No one did anything to Tarana Burke, okay? Nobody. Because I want you guys to think about something. I and no man on earth would fuck Tarana Burke with another man's dick, okay? This hideous-looking German Shepherd does nothing but tear down Black men, and she does not hold women accountable for when they lie on Black men or other men. Don't think I'm gonna let them slide. And, you know, Black, the beauty of this is that women like this, do you know what kind of agenda they support? Do you ever notice they always want to support what? The rainbow agenda. And they're pro pedo, right? They always go do all that. And the problem I have with the Toronto Burks of the world is that they're so quick to make all of these claims, right? That black men are doing this. Black men need to do better. Oh, they've done so much evil and harm. Black men. No one did nothing. Because, see, what happened is they started saying, we want to take resources from them by just claiming they did something. Nobody did shit. No one did nothing to Toronto Burke. No one put hands on her. No one put a foot on her. No one put anything on her ugly ass, okay? And this needs to be the narrative that is now spread, okay? I sent Tim some pictures before we get out of here, before we, Ninja Moments Part 1.
I better get a pay raise for this.
I'm going to show you guys some very disturbing things of what happens when Ninja Moments reach critical mass in the community. Okay?
Uh-oh.
And we're about to, y'all about to see some fuckery. Black, you ever see something that you just get mad as soon as you see it? This is me taking a picture in Hartsfield Jackson Airport. I saw this creature, and what I don't know if that's an arm, but see, obesity is a serious problem. Obesity in of itself to me is a ninja moment because it means that you are not taking pride in your appearance and you lack any form of accountability, right? Then we have this. Black, when you see this creature right here, what is your initial thought? Just look at that body.
Dude, that's Oompa Loompa or something, man. I don't know what the
What do you think about the entitlement? It says he must be 6'5", have a 10-inch wang, give me 50K monthly, and take care of my six kids. And this is what she looks like, right? What do you have to say about that body? Disgusting. And then for the last thing, it's painful just looking at it. And for the last thing, male masculinity. This is what we're going to let you guys out of here with, right? The ninja moments that are affecting the black community that will soon affect all of you is, shout out to Rockefeller and Rothschilds for their schools, Tavistock. They are out here to try to go ahead and destroy masculinity in the West and the world over as they install global enslavement. They need to beat down masculinity. Crop tops are now society's most polarizing fashion trend for men. They always want to show men in some damn feminine stuff.
But it's us.
It's always us. Now, Black, now you talked about this last time we had you on.
Yep.
Every time there's an AIDS commercial, every time there is STD commercial, they always want to show what?
It's us, man. And it's usually a black gay dude is usually what's being
always.
Drexel, always. That Samwise guy, the guy who did what?
Always what? This way.
They always want to portray black men. There's a narrative being
pushed.
Yeah, there's a narrative being pushed. I want you guys to know, feminism came for the black community first. It's coming for all of you also. Join forces or you will suffer this fate, okay? You will be out there seeing dudes in crop tops, dresses, skirts. Oh, you see that already if you go to these far leftist cities like Portland, Seattle, L.A., San Diego, right?
But Drex, it's ma'am.
Yeah, it's ma'am. And the reason why I bring this up, Tim, as they try to tear down the image of the black man, I was talking to Black about this. And for all of you who are in the corporate world, have you guys noticed every time they want to show like relationships when it comes time for your insurance in November? Black, what kind of couples do they show when it comes to black people?
Oh, you already know. Oh, so prime example. When it's that big, diversity matters.
Oh, yeah, yep.
You know, all this other shit that's got pushed, crammed down your throat. First of all, it's going to be a gay black couple. Yep. And it's usually going to be a interracial.
I forgot about that
couple.
One.
Yeah,
there's usually going to be that
too. So, Drex, yep. There are less black men in Canada than there are in the U.S. like per capita.
Oh yeah, that's easy. Yep.
Has a black man and a fat white woman.
Yep.
And yeah, or that. Yep. Yeah. And she's always unattractive. right?
Always got that.
Yep.
Yep. It's just, it's always mandatory. What you won't see.
Go ahead.
Is
tell
you
it.
Won't see a alpha black male.
Never.
And a black woman, non-ratchet, the actual good ones.
Mm-hmm.
You won't see that, or her in a non-ratchet portrayal, right? You won't see it as successful, right? As portrayed as being successful, right? You won't see that in any of that, right? It's, and if you do see them, what do you always see them portrayed at? We struggling.
Oh, struggle.
Hard time.
Struggle love. Now,
hard time.
Yeah, now, Black, you and I, think about all the people that we grew up around, right? We come from nuclear families. I do, you do. The people around us came from nuclear families. Black folks that we know had money. We're out here traveling, smiling. You're out on golf courses with my dad in all over the United States. But yet they always want to show black people struggling. 64% of black men are in middle class or above. Y'all know what kind of things black men are facing, because damn near 80% of them come from single mothers, single mother-led households, right? Where they're beating the masculinity out of them. Right? If they are, hold on, Black. If they aren't first affected by the first ninja moment, which is abortion, right? Margaret Sanger and Gloria Steinem. See, the ninja moments, they affect the entire culture. I'm telling you guys, it's coming for you too. So to fight back. Now, Black, any last words about all the ninja moments of part one?
Oh, man, this is just the appetizer. Right. Wait till part two.
What do you think is the end goal? Where do you think we're going to be as a culture in the end goal of the ninja moments? Because it's coming for everybody, right? Like,
yeah.
White men aren't safe, right? Asian men. Look,
no.
When's the last time you saw a masculine Asian man on the screen?
Oh, exactly.
Bruce Lee, right? Have you seen any masculine, like, well-built? Here's a major thing. This is a shout out to my Asian brothers. When's the last time you saw an Asian man get the girl? Right? Yeah. Jet Li didn't get the girl in Romeo Must Die. Remember that movie?
Going to be hard-pressed.
Hard-pressed to find a masculine Asian man who gets the girl and kicks ass.
Yep.
Hey, Drex, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to be late for my next meeting.
Oh, go ahead. No. We're already done. Black is about to leave. I just want to let people know this is the conclusion of Ninja Moments Part 1. Make sure to keep posted on Twitter, because I'm going to let you guys know. Next time we'll do a call-in. I'm also going to have, like I said, we're going to hit everybody, right? With the white folks, the Latinos, the Indians. Everybody's going to get this smoke, and everybody's going to be able to shine. So I'm going to have my white brothers on, my Latino brothers on. We want to make sure we put it all out there so that we can address the problem, come together, fix the problem, which is going to be the next generation, and then move forward. Black, any last word?
Nah, fam. As always, man, you know I enjoy it. So shout out to everybody who hopped on tonight. And, stay tuned. We definitely got some more content coming.
Always, man. Peace to all y'all. Thanks for joining in for Ninja Moments Part 1, y'all. Stay toxic, kings.
Stay frosty.